I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Streets in cities and towns across Northern Ireland fell quiet at noontime today. Thousands of people gathered in a silent protest of a possible return to the Troubles. That's the term for the violence that racked the British province for a generation. Two soldiers and a police officer have been shot dead since the weekend, the victims of attacks carried out by splinter groups of the Irish Republican Army. The determination to defy the attackers, though, is mixed with fears that there may be more trouble to come. The World's Laura Lynch sent this report.
A hymn, a lament from a lone piper, filled the air above Belfast City Hall, the only sound that interrupted 5 minutes of silent protest by about 2,000 people. Catholics and Protestants, Unionists and Republicans stood together. All vowed their land would never again return to the violence that shattered so many lives over decades of brutal shootings, bombings and murders.
You saw things really that a child shouldn't see, and you had a completely abnormal childhood. And I've had a baby now 16 weeks ago, and I do not want Finn to be brought up in a country that's full of bigotry, hatred and murders.
Thousands more gathered in other cities. In predominantly Catholic Newry, where dissident Republicans have been active, people poured onto the streets with messages of defiance.
It is important that everyone comes together. And that's what I feel here today, that I must put my stamp down. We have to make a stand.
I think it's important for people to show how they feel about this, because it's time for all of this to come to an end. People want to get on with the rest of their lives.
A group called the Continuity IRA says it shot Police Constable Stephen Carroll as he sat in his patrol car Monday night. Another splinter group labeled the Real IRA carried out the shootings of two soldiers at the gates of their army base on Saturday night. Martin Frampton of Cambridge University has studied the Irish Republican movement for years. He doesn't claim to know how big these shadowy groups really are, but he doesn't think that really matters.
In a sense, the question of how much support they have, in a sense, it does miss the point in that, you know, it's kind of an old adage, an old cliche, but in some senses, if you have a determined terrorist organisation with ruthless, capable people, which I think they do, there's a likelihood, a possibility that they will always get through it.
Different groups have mounted more than 100 attacks over the last decade, although many have been foiled by the police. Still, Frampton has seen security reports suggesting the ranks of the dissidents are growing. He puts that down to their growing disillusion with Sinn Féin leaders like Gerry Adams, who have embraced the peace process and joined former enemies in government.
Senior and seasoned former provisionals have gone over to the dissident cause, both in political, in involvement in the political organisations, and also now within the military.
Despite today's show of unity, tension and fear still ripple through parts of Northern Ireland. In largely Catholic Carnarvon, the scene of Monday's shootings, residents worry that this is just the start, and that retaliation may be coming from Protestant paramilitary groups.
I feel a lot of people around this area still think that there's still a war on here.
It's a Catholic area. And after the two soldiers that were shot, and now a policeman, who's going to be next? Everybody around here is concerned. It's going to be a Catholic.
The struggle for a lasting peace is still that, vividly shown on a piece of scorched pavement close to where Constable Carroll died. The flowers placed by those who mourned his death had been burned to cinders overnight. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch.